Angolans turned out to vote early Friday, forming long lines before dawn outside the country's 14,000 voting stations. Maria Adão Pedro da Souza, an elderly mother of eight, says she woke up at 5 o'clock to be the first to cast her ballot at her polling center on a dusty street in the Kiambukiashi district of northern Luanda.
Está tudo muito bem. Está correndo muito bem. Estamos a gostar.
She says the voting went well. It was well organized and went better than the first time in 1992. Law student Isao Lourenço says he came early to exercise his civil right.
Neste momento, a prioridade do novo governo tem de fazer, não é?
He says the new government needs to give priority to education and health because there are not enough schools and hospitals in the country. And he says it must show progress in these areas quickly because there will be new elections in 4 years. However, the polling did not go smoothly everywhere. In many outlying areas of Luanda, polling places opened hours late because they lacked ballot papers, voter registration lists, or ballot boxes. As the sun rose higher and the heat intensified, shoemaker João Paulo became angry after waiting several hours to cast his ballot at a polling station only a few hundred meters away. He says things are going badly here. We have been waiting a long time. They have promised to open at 7 o'clock, but we have been here since 5:30 and nothing is happening. The National Electoral Commission later took responsibility for the delays, and by midday, most polling places were operational. But as the day drew to a close, many voters, particularly in outlying areas of Luanda, were seen still milling around some polling places, unable to vote because these had run out of ballot papers. Independent observer groups confirmed the problems, and one of them, by the end of the day, had recorded more than 200 irregularities, mostly due to technical problems. Few incidents of violence were reported. A network of 2,500 Angolan observers called Plataforma protested after most of its 350 observers in populous Luanda province were denied accreditation, and some 100 observers in Wambo province, another hotly contested area, were only given credentials at the last minute. National coordinator Onesimo Setakula told VOA he was shocked because his group had worked with the National Electoral Commission during the voter registration process. He says this appears to be a deliberate effort to muzzle an impartial and non-political voice that was entering the electoral process for the first time. The Angolan government spent millions of dollars registering voters and funding the campaign. It is hoping the elections will put to rest the legacy of more than 4 decades of conflict, including a lengthy struggle for independence and a 27-year civil war. More than 5,000 candidates competed for 220 seats in the legislative body. The Popular Movement for the Liberation of Angola, MPLA, hopes to win a 2/3 majority that would allow it to change the Angolan constitution without opposition support. But the main opposition party, the Union for the Total Liberation of Angola, UNITA, hopes to gain seats by campaigning for change after 3 decades of MPLA political domination. 12 smaller parties campaigned on similar platforms. The government pledged a level playing field for all candidates, and each was granted 5 minutes nightly on national television during the campaign. But opposition politicians and human rights groups said the government used its patronage and resources to dominate the campaign. The vote is seen as a first test in anticipation of presidential elections next year. Scott Bob, VOA News, Luanda.